This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. The head of the Catholic Church in the Philippines, Cardinal Luis Tagle, says every time he sees images of the massive destruction caused by Typhoon Haiyan, he's left speechless. At the same time, the Cardinal says he is consoled by the love and solidarity that is pouring in from all over the world in the wake of this disaster. He spoke to me earlier.
To be honest with you, I think I'm not alone in saying that every time we see images of the destruction, we are left speechless. We are still recovering from the emotional and psychological shock. If we here in Manila and in other parts that have not been affected as much as others, just seeing the images are already left in a way speechless. I can imagine what's going through in the minds and hearts of the others who were there. And we just draw strength from the love, the concern, the solidarity that are just pouring in, not only from different parts of the Philippines, but from all over the world. And I am deeply consoled when I see and hear testimonies of faith, especially from the victims themselves. Those who have lost loved ones, property, they turn to God and say, in God we have hope. In God we know we can survive. I don't know how that could be said, except by the help of grace, by the presence of deep faith that enables people to hope.
You've presumably talked to members of the church who are in the more badly affected areas. What do they say about how the church is trying to help in this desperate race to get food and water to the survivors?
You know, some of the bishops in the most adversely affected areas, especially on the island of Leyte, you know, they have not even been able to contact us through telephones, through internet. And so communications in some areas are still down, the communication lines. But from the little reports that we are getting from some people in the areas, the local churches in those areas also suffered a lot of loss. And so much of the help being given by the church comes from outside of those dioceses. So right now, the Archdiocese of Manila and our neighboring dioceses, the Suffragan dioceses, with Episcopal Commission on Social Action or Caritas Philippines, we are coordinating much of the effort to reach out to those people that are affected and are not still reached by their own pastors.
Given the scale of the devastation, do many people there fear that some people will die not just from the direct result of the typhoon, but from not getting badly needed food or water or medicine in this aftermath?
Yes, that is a real possibility. That's why church people, non-governmental organizations, and the government agencies, and even the military, all of us have been trying our best to reach whatever place, you know, and try to put a bit of system. It's not always easy, but everyone is trying to do his or her share because it's really an emergency. We can even say it's a panic time, you know, for many.
Are there many people there that have not yet been reached in remote areas who are not getting any aid at all? I mean, what percentage of the afflicted population do you estimate is getting aid?
You know, it's really quite difficult to give you an estimate because even today we are also getting new information. I think we do not have yet a complete picture of the devastation. But from what we are getting, from the little that we are getting right now, we are afraid that the poorer and the far-flung villages mostly are in the brink of real hunger and the thirst and the lack of basic necessities. So we really have to reach them.
Is there a fear that with so much aid flooding in and so many aid workers flooding in, that there'll be a lack of coordination? This is often a problem, isn't it, in the wake of such vast disasters on the scale of this one?
Yes, I think this is an eye-opener to especially to the government agencies. I should say that they did their best in warning people and transporting them before the coming of the typhoon. But I think we were all shocked to realize that this typhoon is really massive. You know, we get 20 to 22 typhoons every year. So you can say that as a country, as a nation, we are used to having typhoons, especially the islands of Samar and Leyte. But the residents there were really shocked. For some of the elders, they say this is the first time they've experienced something like this. Some of them could not even believe that this is a typhoon. And so the warnings and the evacuation efforts, which were all done, somehow even failed to meet the onslaught of this super typhoon.
And finally, have you seen a massive outpouring of solidarity from lay Catholics, shall we say, in Manila and other areas which weren't really badly affected to try and help their brothers and sisters, their fellow Filipinos, who are in such dire need now?
As I said, that's a source of great consolation and strength. Before this typhoon, we had an earthquake that affected the central part of the country, very close to Leyte and Samar. And our reflections now continue along that line. We see rubbles, we see ruins everywhere, but we see also faith, love arising from the ruins and making us a stronger people. I want to thank everyone, the Holy Father, our brothers and sisters, even outside of the country, for remembering us and trying their best to reach out. In the name of the victims and the poor, we really thank you. Really thank you.